Good job, everybody. Hey, 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 welcome to my very first podcast, the brand spanking new, the shiny new toy, the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing. We are a Google Premier partner. We've been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. First and foremost, I want to welcome you guys. Thank you so much for joining wherever you're listening from, wherever you're watching from, wherever in the world you're visiting from. Thank you. I genuinely appreciate it. I hope you get a lot out of this podcast. Before I continue, I want to talk about the strategic plan for this podcast. I plan on running this podcast monthly, and I also plan on talking about specific internet marketing strategies that can work for you to help your bottom line, to get you more business, to increase your ROI. We're going to be getting our hands dirty. We're going to be building campaigns. We're going to be looking at search terms. We're going to be doing some really, really fun stuff. So stay tuned. Definitely subscribe if this is something you're interested in. All right. But today, it's the end of the year. Everyone's kind of cuddling up, getting cozy. I have a real treat for you guys today. We're not going to get too much into the nitty-gritty of Google and numbers and computers. But I have the owner of Peachtree Pest Control here. Peachtree Pest Control is a successful pest control company located right here in my hometown of Atlanta. Honestly, he's the reason I got into this whole thing. So eternally grateful for you.
Thank you.
Let's start our conversation with the man, the legend, the one and only, my good friend, Corey Arnold. Corey, say hi.
Hi, Andy. Well, thank you for having me in here today. It's been my pleasure to work with you over all these years, and I'm delighted to speak to my experiences with internet marketing and our growth together in the process.
Thank you very much, Corey. Thanks for coming.
Indeed.
So let's start off. First, I want you to just tell the world about Corey Arnold and Peachtree Pest Control.
Okay. I'm a second-generation owner in the pest control industry. My father founded our business back in 1976. So I've spent my entire life in the pest control industry. It's been an interesting ride. There's been tremendous changes over the years, and we'll speak to some of that as it relates to internet advertising here in just a few, I'm sure. Personally, I'm happily married, have two little girls. We live in Walton County, Georgia. Monroe is our hometown. I'm able to enjoy a little bit of land and nice. You know, just doing me, just being the country boy that I've always been.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that. What about the company, Peachtree Pest Control? how are you enjoying running that? Any challenges or anything that you face there?
Obviously, as a business owner, we all face a lot of challenges. Peachtree Pest Control is like a lot of home service industry companies. We have certainly our fair share of obstacles. Marketing is a big one. Making sure we have a ready supply of fresh and current leads is keenly important to staying in business. We've got 42 years of experience. We're a very recognized name in our marketplace. But even though people know who we are, it's still important to be in the right places at the right time, which is why our affiliation and what we've done together over the years has been so critically important to our ongoing success.
Okay. Let's talk marketing as a whole, not just internet marketing, but as marketing as a whole. What sort of challenges do you face as a pest control company?
Wow. You know, I know the business owners out there listening to this are thinking to themselves of the dozens of challenges that I know we all face. Hiring and firing is always a big one, finding and retaining top talent. We've done well in that regard. I'm quite proud of the teams that we've amassed. Controlling your liabilities, trying to control your costs, understanding the inflow and the outflow. It's a balance, really. It's like keeping a stack of marbles balanced on the tip of your finger all the time.
Interesting.
I've got a good friend of mine who's in a home service industry as well, and he said it's like pushing a boulder uphill. For the business owners out there listening, I'm sure everybody's laughing because, well, we all face a lot of the same challenges. But it's helpful to have qualified, intelligent, and focused counselors like yourself to assist in a lot of those areas. So I'm sure we'll talk more here shortly about the marketing side
of
things.
Okay. So we've had a long relationship, many years together.
Indeed.
Try to go back towards when we initially met, I want to say 2011, perhaps. About some of your marketing goals then and, you know, some of the strategies that you were using before hiring any sort of agency or any sort of marketing help.
You know, as we came into 2010 and beyond, I think a lot of business owners just needed an education, and I certainly did. What I mean by that is the things that worked in the marketing realm in the years past were no longer effective. I remember back in just after the 2000s, we were still in phone books. We were spending tens of thousands of dollars a month in phone books. And there was a time where that worked. In fact, it was one of the only ways to reach your customers. That obviously began to change some time ago. So I, like a lot of business owners, was in a position where I recognized it was a changing landscape. I knew I needed to educate myself as to what to do next, but really didn't know where to begin. I needed someone to help me, to take me by the hand that I could build a relationship with, build trust in. So when we met, which was, as you recall, a referral from another business owner who I still keep with quite well, he said, I got a guy. He's a great guy. You need to talk to him. So we met, and I think I spent the next number of months just picking your brain, just trying to understand the vocabulary, what was needed, what was just extra noise. And if I've never said it before, man, I very much appreciate you taking the time to explain all those things.
Sure. No, I appreciate you as well. Couple of side notes on regards to that. I remember when we first met and we were going to sign up and work together, one of your main concerns or your main requirements, I should say, was you have to be here every month. You got to come see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's really helped. I think that's gone a long way. It's good call on your part.
Well, you've equipped me to know what questions to ask. I jokingly tell folks, you don't know what you don't know until you know you don't know. Unpacking that, basically, if you're unaware of where you even are, how do you know where to go next? Right. So I needed a roadmap, and that's what our sit-downs and our discussions allowed me to develop.
Sure.
And from that, we've grown into all sorts of interesting endeavors with internet marketing. Candidly, the things that worked when we began are no longer, although they're still done, they're not as relevant as they once were.
Right.
As you know, and as the listeners know, Google changes the game on a regular basis. So they keep moving the goalpost, and we keep trying to figure that out as we go along.
Right. You mentioned the Yellow Book. I don't know if you recall the story. I'd love for you to say it or tell the listeners. When you accidentally canceled the Yellow Pages, do you remember that?
And realized that it didn't matter at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that it happened, and you look back and you go, boy, I sure am glad that took place. Because like a lot of business owners, there's fear. You can't unplug a lead source. You need those leads. You need a new customer base coming in the door on a regular basis. And to let go of what had worked so well for so long was tough. I was also in a period of time where I was taking over the business leadership from my father, the founder of our company. He was a classic-minded kind of guy. You might even call him old school. He was very fond of the phone books, and it took a lot of discussions and encouragement for me to encourage him to step away from that.
Right.
And when that event occurred, it was the final nail in the coffin, you might say.
Right.
Phone books were no more.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. What is your view today, at the end of 2019, about SEO, search engine optimization, just so the listeners are aware? That's not the paid ads or the local ads. It's the organic listings.
Well, this is where Google continues to move the goalpost. So let's go back in time a little bit. I would say 3 to 5 years ago, SEO was the number one thing that we were focused on. We spent an inordinate amount of time defining and refining our websites, keyword phrases, you know, how things were structured so that we were properly optimized. We wanted to be, for our keywords, number one in our regional area. To your credit, we accomplished that. Google makes changes and forces the organic placements farther and farther and farther down on the first page. We're so far down now that it's almost impractical. Now, my perspective on SEO is you need to continue to do it. It is important, but it's a smaller part of a greater whole.
Right.
So we'll continue to focus on it as long as it remains relevant, and with your leadership, we'll know what that looks like. But it's not primary any longer, in my opinion.
Sure. Well, that's interesting that as a business owner, you understand or experience that. You know, I believe that, you know, I come across a lot of business owners, and they're like, "Hey, I'm number one on Google organically." I'm like,
"And you're on the third page."
Yeah, congratulations. You're two pages down.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
But a lot of people do, especially business owners, skip that whole paid area.
I certainly do.
Yeah, because they understand how it works. Now, majority of the world, I don't think, knows how it works.
No, because they don't have that education that we spoke on earlier. Sure. They have no idea, in most cases, what they're clicking on. They're looking for something relevant. They didn't realize that a company paid a lot of money to be relevant.
Right, exactly. So I think organic still plays a big role here.
Sure.
But it is definitely has been pushed down more and more in your industry.
Well, and I think in almost every home service industry, and Google's no fool. They've done this on purpose. It's a pay-to-play program. I didn't make the rules, obviously. You didn't make the rules. But we're doing our best to keep up with, well, first off, finding out what the rules are, developing a program to maximize our exposure given those new rules.
Okay. Let's switch topics to Google Ads,
okay,
which is the number one revenue stream for Google.
Right.
By far. What is the biggest misconception about running Google Ads for business owners like yourselves? And what would you say to a pest control company owner who's considering running Google Ads?
Gosh, you asked a lot right there. I would say to just about any business owner in the home service industry, whether you're pest control, you're a roofer, you're a plumber, you know, you pick it. It's necessary. If you're not on Google, if you're not doing paid ads, you've missed an opportunity. You're not as relevant as your competition is. Candidly, I think almost every listener right now to this podcast recognizes that. If I'm going to make an assumption, it's not that they don't recognize the validity of it. They're wondering who should they do it with.
Sure.
I'd tell them, pick somebody, anybody, and get started. And then pay attention. It can be a slippery slope. There's a lot of details in it. You need to know that you've got a good advocate on your team for it and pay attention because it can get very expensive. But it's critical. It is one of the primary ways that we receive a new lead flow in our businesses.
Right. You have an internal marketing team, or at least a team that helps you with certain elements of marketing? Yeah. So why do you still use an agency to manage ads?
Because it's such a complex and ever-changing environment when it comes to Google. It would be unrealistic, given the nature and size of my businesses, to expect an internal marketing team to stay 100% current and relevant all the time. I'll give you an example. I have people who work for me who help me manage my books, but I also retain a third-party CPA. I do it for the same reasons that you and I continue to work together. I need a third party whom I can trust, who has the time and focus and background to stay ahead of the curve. And that's what makes this work. We have to stay ahead of the curve. If you're behind, you've missed the opportunity.
Right. Okay. Last question. What are some general internet marketing tips that you have for other pest control owners? You know, feel free to talk Google, SEO, local listings, reviews, all that stuff. Just some, don't maybe spill your secret sauce, but, you know.
I wish there was a secret sauce, you know. Candidly. You know, I think it's, first off, you need to know who your buyer is. You need to understand what their triggers are. If we're talking pest control, you need to recognize that that's a need, not a want. And the way people shop for needs versus wants are very different. You know, someone will take a lot of time and enjoy the process to buy a brand new car. But if they've got a bug problem, they just want to solve it immediately for as cheap as possible in most cases. What that means is you need to be in the right place at the right time with the right messaging. People do their shopping online nowadays. I mean, there's a reason most of the retailers around the country are pushing their internet sales. Right. They're closing storefronts. There's a reason. People are online. So when somebody has a need, not a want, but a need, they're trying to solve it immediately. So I want some level of brand recognition, but what I really want is for them to go online, click the keyword phrase that's most likely the one that we're optimizing for based on Google Analytics, and I want to be there.
Sure.
It can be expensive, but this is where I think, and I'm going to step outside of the marketing piece for just a second. I'm going to talk to the business owner aspect. You need to make sure that you've got all of your systems and processes in place so when you get that call, you can schedule the appointment, you can make that call into a customer. That's where the rubber meets the road. Any effective business owner is going to know their ROI, their return on investment. That can't always be laid at the feet of your internet marketing specialist. It's our job as business owners to turn that lead that you helped me create for a certain figure into a customer.
Right.
that part matters. Pay attention to how your business is operating.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because you can actually build your internet marketing strategy in certain ways. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're targeting certain demographics,
right,
certain age range,
mm-hmm.
certain types of people,
yep.
then your sales cycle or your sales team also need to be on the same page mm-hmm. as well. That's a frustration that I have is,
sure.
hey, I got you so many leads. They're so good.
Yeah. And the customer says, yeah. you know, but it's not working. Well, why is it not working? Because you got the lead. It's your job to get the sale. Your job meaning the me as the business owner.
Sure.
I'd also encourage pest control operators to recognize the seasonality with what we do.
Mm.
Now, I'm likely speaking to the choir at this point.
Sure.
The types of problems we face in the pest control industry are different in the summer than they would be in the winter. Your marketing strategy needs to reflect that, which means your marketing specialist needs to be aware of it.
Right.
So don't forget to communicate those pieces, what your business looks like, to the people who are helping you advertise.
Good. Yeah, that's great information. Something that a lot of people forget to look at. Yeah, mm-hmm. they just set it and forget it, and it's not the case here. At least quarterly, some major changes have to be mm-hmm. made. I would agree with that. Well, that's pretty much it, to be honest with you. However, you know, our listeners, I don't know who they are, to be honest with you. They could be mom and pop shops. They could be companies larger than yours.
I hope so.
Do you have any last minute advice, anything that you can share that would benefit them?
You know, other than what we've already discussed, not a lot. You know, this isn't going away. Google is here likely forever. We will continue to pay attention to, as every business owner will, the changing landscape for internet marketing. The rules that apply today won't be the same ones that apply tomorrow. So it's important that you have a specialist on your side. Now, whether that turns out to be you, Andy, or someone else, to the business owners out there, find somebody that you can trust. Find somebody who will speak to you and educate you and take the time to help you. It's been my sincere privilege to work with you, because you have reflected that repeatedly over the years. And candidly, my man, I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks. Thank you so much for coming on.
Sure, Andy.
Yeah. Well, folks, that's it for today. Tune in next month. We'll be digging into some specific strategies on helping your pest control company get more leads through internet marketing. Again, I'm Andy Patel, and I'll see you next time.